Do you know who you are and whose you are? Welcome to Identify You, where lives are transformed by identifying who you are in Christ Jesus. I am Shakira, your hostess with the Moses, and here I've cultivated a safe space for us to remove our crowns and expose some of the broken pieces of what God has used to make us whole. You guys, I'm super excited for today's episode because when this episode airs, it will be my birthday! Yay! Y'all, it is my 31st birthday. I've already won. Y'all, I'm super excited about today's episode, seriously, because just looking back and reflecting over life and being officially a whole year into a new decade, going into a second year, like it's truly been a ride. And I can truly say, like, celebrating life after death, which is today's title. And it's gonna be just some lessons from like my before Christ life, okay? And then just like fully walking into who God has called me to be. So let's get right into it, okay? Y'all, I'm so excited. Okay, so I changed it a little bit. I know I told y'all like we're gonna always do like a song that's been keeping me, but I kind of like was pondering. I was like, maybe I want to do a song sometimes. Maybe I want to do a quote sometimes, because I'm also a words person. Like, words of affirmation is definitely my love language, and that's how like I keep going as well. So if it's words from the Bible, of course, a Bible verse. If it's a quote, an affirmation, I'm journaling all the time, like all that. So I was like, maybe I'll do a song or a quote sometimes. But today I'm definitely gonna do a song, because I want us to do a little bop because it's my birthday. Okay, so the song of the show is Blessings on Blessings, and it's the B.O.B. Bounce version. And y'all, you definitely gotta download that, okay, in your Apple Music, in your Google Music, whoever you got, okay? Definitely listen to that, and let's just bounce because it's my birthday. Y'all, there are some really like upbeat Christian songs as well. I know people think like once you stop listening to secular music, like it's going to be just boring gospel all the time where it's so sad and depressed. Like, I've heard that. I've heard that, oh, there's no Christian music you can like, you know, dance to. But there absolutely is, y'all. There is so many great Christian artists and just talented individuals. So make sure you check out the BLB Bounce and learn to dance too, because if I have a little live event, a little party, we need to be doing a BLB Bounce. But y'all, let's get into our verse of the day. Our verse of the day comes from Colossians 3, 1 through 2, and it reads, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things." Listen, that verse is a whole lot to unpack. Definitely want y'all to always like highlight the verse, go back, study it for yourself to see what revelation God gives you. But there is a different way of living once you die to yourself and you surrender to God, okay? You have to set your mind and your eyes on heavenly things and not earthly things. We have a lot of desires out of our flesh here on earth, and especially like before Christ's life, you know, you tend to desire things that are just not of God. And when you have been raised with Christ, like, your heart posture change, your mind change, like, it's okay to change your mind about certain things, okay? So we're going to get a little bit more into it. So let's go. So all of us are born into sin, and to be spiritually dead is to be separated from God. So that is the nature of how life works. Unfortunately, you guys, we are born into sin. It goes back as far as Genesis, and it really explains, y'all know the Adam and Eve story. We don't really got to go too deep into that right now, but being spiritually dead is to be separated from God. And once you dedicate your life to Christ and you give up your old way of living, then you are coming back to your Creator, back to the all-sufficient one. So we must die before we're alive. Spiritual awakening is a death, a mistaken identity, and a realization of who we truly are. Hence, identify you. Identify you is realizing who you are in Christ Jesus, Who does God say you are, right? But in order to die and become alive, we must be willing to surrender our old life, our old ways of being, and our old habits, and seek out things that are of godly quality. Okay, that requires a life shift. That requires leaving some things, deleting some things, throwing away some things, like just a whole new way of being, because you are coming into godly quality. And we know our God is a God of excellence. Okay, so let's get into it. I wanted to really just dive in to the message. And the first point I wanted to touch on is my before Christ life. Okay, now the foundation has always been there. I got saved when I was a little girl, and I grew up in a church, and you know, my mom taught us how to pray. We would always talk about God and Jesus and read the Bible, and I was in Awana Club, went to children's church, did all the things, of course, as a child. So it was always there. Like, I knew the word, I knew how to pray and stuff like that. But of course, once the foundation is there, that doesn't always mean that you stay on the right path, okay? And of course, as I maneuvered through life and went to college and became a young adult, you know, the time, that era where you think you grown, you like out here doing things on your own. And sometimes you know the foundation, you know what your parents taught you, but we don't always listen, right? Just like with God, like, we know the things that he wants of us, but we don't always listen. So nonetheless, my before Christ years, I would say, and it's so funny because as I was preparing for the show, and here we are in 2024 and my birthday, and I was like, wow, I love like transformation, seeing like then and now. So I was like, if I go back a decade, which is 10 years ago, I was 21 years old, which is 2014. And during that time, I was a college student. I was a young adult. And there was a lot happening in my life during that time. And I had many different types of influences around me. And y'all, just because, how do I say this? Like, we're influenced by so much on a daily basis. So it doesn't have to be like a person. It could be things. It could be things you watch, people, your environment, just different things like that. So during that time, like, of course, like, I thought, like, I'm doing good. Like, I was in school full time. I was working full time, two jobs, not one, but two. Okay. I was doing all of that, making good grades and all that kind of stuff. However, I was also still doing other stuff on top of that. And a lot of times we like to pick and choose like Bible scriptures that we want to adjust to our life, or pick and choose the ones we want to live by. But it's like, no, you got to live fully by the word of God. You got to stand on the word of God. Okay. And during that time of my life, I was not standing on the word of God in every area of my life. I was in college. I was partying. I was in a relationship. I was having sex before I was married. I was drinking. I was getting lit. Okay. I was outside. Okay. And none of that was okay. And of course, like, at the time, like, I'm thinking I'm having the time of my life. I'm just young. I'm in college. I'm, you know, just having fun. But y'all, all of that is sin. And I'm here to let you know. And it's so funny because I had saw a quote. I think I was on Threads, and it was like, if I was loud in my sin, then I could be loud about Jesus. And y'all, I 100% agree with that. Like, we be loud in sin, so we need to be loud and bold about Jesus. And that right there is just something to really let marinate with you. Okay. But nonetheless, doing all of that in college and, you know, just living basically like a double life almost. Like, of course, you know, doing good, all this stuff. And I was still going to church, and, you know, I thought I was doing good, but also over here on the flip side, doing all these other things that did not align with the word of God. And of course, that led to heartbreak. I was figuring out life. I was just crushed. My spirit was crushed because not only was I being influenced by different things, I was receiving my validation from other things. So my validation during that time of my life came from hard work. Like, I'm out here grinding. I'm on my stuff. Like, I'm taking care of business. I got this. I got that. Like, that's where my validation was coming from. And you guys, our validation shouldn't come from anyone but God at the end of the day. Like, God doesn't care about all the things and accolades and all the hard work that you, you know, claim that you're doing, like if you're not truly identifying like who you are in Christ and you're not seeking him for validation. So, you know, it was just like all in the wrong place. So that was like my before Christ life. That was my college years, my young adult years, but coming into who I truly am. So fast forward to 2018, that's kind of when I had like a spiritual awakening again, and I was about 25 years old then, and I was like, all right, like, y'all, it's funny because when the Holy Spirit is in you, like, it's in you. And during that time, like my before Christ life, like, of course I knew like things I was doing was like not all the way right, but again, I was like, I'm just having fun, I'm young, like I'm learning, I'm gonna stop one day, y'all. But during my spiritual awakening in 2018, it was just like, that's it, like completely cut off like all the extra nonsense things that you were doing, how you were living, like that's not okay. Like, it's time to get serious about your walk with God. It's time to get serious about your life, your purpose. Like, of course I've been establishing like myself and my purpose and doing all those things for a very long time, but when you have so many other things like in the way, it's a distraction. It's holding you back from being so much further than where you could be. So, you know, I rededicated my life to Christ and I was like, I completely surrender. Like, I want to do this God's way. And like, that's just it. And when you're living a renewed life, that doesn't mean like you're perfect and you're never going to mess up, because people also get that confused too. Like, oh, Christians are got to be so perfect. And I say people because I was one of those people, like, you know, as a young adult in college, like looking at Christians and in the church, like people are so judgmental and like, you know, judging young people or looking at other people because they didn't dress a certain way or they didn't talk a certain way. And I was like, Lord, I'm not perfect and I don't know if I can ever be perfect. So like, how am I really gonna do this thing? Like, those are questions that I have for God. So I want whoever's watching this and you feel like, I want to rededicate my life, or I've rededicated my life but I messed up, it's okay. Like, God is he's so full of grace. He's so full of love, so full of forgiveness. But you have to confess your sins. You have to truly want to change. You have to come before him with, you know, those things, because we think that we be hiding from God, or, you know, he don't know what we're doing, but he sees and he knows all things, but he wants to hear from us. He wants a relationship with us. So it's okay. Like, you're not going to be perfect, because in 2018, when I was like, I'm serious about this, it's always at the top of the year. I think my birthday being at the top of the year, like, it's always like a new era for me. So during that time, I forgot what that theme was for that year. But nonetheless, at the top of the year, I was like, I'm rededicating my life to Christ. I was full in. I was studying my word more and all that. And y'all, in February, that's when I had met my late husband. And y'all, that's when my life took a spiral again. And, you know, certain parts of your life where you're not fully healed will be exposed to you at different times. That's why it's so important to heal, because what's not healed will definitely be revealed, okay? And it'll show up in different areas. So nonetheless, I met him in February and my life spiraled again. And y'all had found out I was pregnant in May. I got engaged. Like, it was a whole lot going on. So again, I don't want to say like I definitely fell short, but that goes back to what I'm saying. Like, just because you rededicate your life, like, you're not going to be perfect. It's okay. It's okay. And, you know, I was definitely hard on myself during that time. Like, I'm like, oh, here I go again. Like, I am not married yet. Like, I did not want to have a baby at a wedlock. But I was like, Lord, like, I also don't want to have an abortion, because I already had that and I had made a promise to God, like, I'll never do that again. So it was just a lot of different things that I was battling with as well. And when you rededicate your life to Christ, like, you're going to encounter spiritual warfare. Like, the devil see that you locked in with God, he gonna attack you even harder, okay? But 5 things that helped me during this time to really just pushed through the challenging times was, one, overcoming fear, because fear will keep you paralyzed. Okay. Fear will keep you stuck in a place where you don't want to be. So I had to overcome the fear. Number two was I had to forgive, not just forgive other people, but forgive myself. Like, I had to make peace with myself. Like, again, it's okay that you messed up, but talk to God about it. He's the only one that can forgive you, who can, you know, make you whole again and teach you the right way to do things. So forgiveness is so important, and we'll go deeper with each of these probably in different episodes, but I just wanted to let y'all know like some of the things that helped me. And then number three was focus on my gifts. Like, what was my spiritual gift? Like, I still was involved in church, I was still was serving, I still was doing all the things that I know that God has called me to do. Like, I was focused even during that time. And four was I learned that failure is just a lesson. Like, really, there's no such thing as like you fail. Like, every part of your life, nothing is wasted. Like, it's a learning block to get you to the next level. And then five was push forward. Like, despite any situation, like, you continue to push forward. And that's kind of where a walk by faith and slay plus pray each and every day was birthed from, because I had to continue to walk by faith and know that God is with me, God loves me, and despite like what I've been through or what I did, like, he is still with me, and I got to continue to push forward knowing that. So those are just five things that really helped me. And again, like I said, I'll probably go deeper into each one of those in later episodes, but y'all, we are all a mess. We are a mess and a miracle. That's the beautiful part about it. But I believe that because I used to believe that because I couldn't be perfect, that I couldn't be used, if that makes sense. Like, I was like, Lord, I can't be perfect. Like, I know Jesus did all these things and da da da, but I was like, I don't know, like, if I can do this. But the truth is, like, we're all a mess, but we're a miracle, and God can use you, right? And he will use you for good. He will use you to give him the glory. Like, we all have a special purpose here. We all have spiritual gifts here. We all have a reason why we have been planted here for such a time as this. So it's important to just keep that in mind and know that it is okay. All right. So number three, my third point that I wanted to talk about is just against all odds. Like, y'all, 29 years old, like, that's when Divine Nine, that was the theme of that year. And I was like, Lord, I done been through a lot. And this was wrapping up my 20s and just reflecting on life. I'm like, I have beat a lot of odds. But the greatest gift to self is truly identifying like who you are in Christ Jesus. And y'all, that is why I am so serious about Identify You. Like, me and God partnered on this thing. He kept giving me revelations and just showing me like how nothing in my life was wasted, how everything that I had to went through, how all the odds I had to face, like, how it mattered for my purpose. And I can truly say that by doing the deep emotional heart work, like, it's hard work. Don't get me wrong, it's definitely hard, but it is so worth it. It is so necessary, because there are people attached to you and your assignment. And you got to do that hard work so that you can get up and keep moving, so that you can live and reach those who God has assigned to you. And I'm just so excited because it is my birthday, and I am so happy to announce to you all that I am co-authoring the forthcoming book, Against All Odds, with Lisa Nichols. And you guys, this is such a blessing from God, and I'm truly grateful. I am so excited about this opportunity, and I want to bring you guys on this journey. Backstory, I write down everything, like, everything that the Holy Spirit gives me or downloads to me, like, I try to write it down or notate it in my phone. And back in 2013, maybe, I wrote down that I want to be an author. Like, I want to write books. And I always knew, like, I want to do it, but I was like, I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. And, like, I've been writing my own book for a minute now, because, y'all, I love to read, number one, and I love, like, self-help books. I love books about people's lives. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I need to write about my life. And I would always get, like, divine helpers along the way telling me, like, you need to write a book. You need to write a book. Like, when we would just be in conversation, I would be sharing certain things. So I've been working on, you know, my own personal book. But when this opportunity came to me, I was just floored, literally giving God all the honor and glory because I prayed for an opportunity like this, y'all. Like, to, first of all, Lisa Nichols is like a mentor to me. That's somebody I've been through her coaching programs and participated in, been following her journey. So to just be presented with an opportunity like this, like, I'm super excited about it. And I want you guys to stay tuned along the journey, to just be ready for when it releases. And please support your girl, because I know that God is doing a new thing. He is doing a good thing, and he will get all the honor and glory. And I know that the people who are assigned to me, that this is really going to, like, truly help you guys. So I'm excited about it. So y'all just stay tuned. But I had to announce that. What a beautiful gift on my birthday, the gift that keeps on giving. Okay. So in conclusion, y'all, today we talked about just celebrating life after death, and that's like not just physical death of someone dying or anything like that or passing away, but just you dying to yourself and having a spiritual awakening. And I want to go ahead and read our Dear You letter today. Y'all know I told y'all we're going to do that every episode. Here is my journal. It says, trust the journey, y'all. Trust the journey. All right. So, Dear You, as I sit down to write this letter to you, I'm overwhelmed with a profound sense of gratitude and joy. I want you to pause for a moment and soak in the truth that has anchored your very existence. God's promise of life after death and the renewal found in Christ Jesus. Reflecting on the journey we've walked, it's evident that life has had its share of challenges and moments of darkness. Yet, here we are, not merely surviving, but thriving in the light of Christ's redemption. Remember the times when despair threatened to consume you? Those were the moments when the promise of life after death became your anchor. In those deaths, Christ met you, breathed life into you, your weary spirit, and whispered that death has no hold over you. Celebrate, for you are not defined by the shadows of your past. It's a testament of the truth that in him, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. In the moments when doubt creep in, when the echoes of the past try to convince you that renewal is a fleeting concept, anchor yourself in the promises of God. Remember that his love is unchanging, his grace is boundless, and his mercies are new every morning. Celebrate the small victories, the moments of joy, and the evidence of transformation in your life. For in him, you are more than a conqueror, and your story is a living testimony to the power of redemption. Happy birthday, Shakira. With love and unwavering faith, me. Ah! Y'all, these Dear You letters, they get me every time. And I want to encourage you, if you don't have a journal, if you don't journal, like, get you a journal and start writing letters to yourself. Or just another way that I journal is I write letters to God. Like, that's how I communicate with him and in my prayer time. Like, it's like a love letter from me to God. So I encourage you to get your journal too, and Dear You or Dear God, okay? Because it is so free and it feels so good, and just reflection is really good for the soul and for healing. So the next part of the show that I love to do is the Identify You, which is where we conclude the show with the affirmation based on what we discussed. And today I'm so excited, and I want you to repeat after me, or I want you to type it down in the comments below. Y'all ready? I am renewed in the image of Christ. I am so proud of how far I've come. Y'all, renewed means change, okay? As we are renewed in the image of Christ, we can go into the world and bring that renewal to our community around us. So I'm so grateful for just my renewed image in Christ. I'm so grateful for the change that he's done in me. I'm so grateful that He's prepared me for this journey, equipped me for my purpose so that I can come to my community and just help you all. And I hope that this message today has truly blessed you. I hope you receive something good from it. I hope that you will share with someone if you have. And as always, y'all, make sure you continue to walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day, because God, He will make a way. I love y'all so much, and I'll see y'all next time.